Hi, my name is Britton Lamb. I'm the clinical director here at Viewpoint Center, and I'm going to introduce you to DBT, or otherwise known as dialectical behavioral therapy. What is dialectical behavioral therapy? Dialectical behavioral therapy is a therapy that is an effective treatment for people who have difficulty controlling their emotions. DBT aims to replace problem behaviors with skillful behaviors. It's a skill-based therapy. It helps people experience a range of emotions. A lot of times people in adolescence especially will actually try to suppress their emotions or use really unhealthy coping skills to distract or avoid feeling the emotions. DBT skills help teens navigate their relationships. A lot of the teens we work with have struggles in relationships either at home or with their teachers, with their peers. So it aims to decrease those problem behaviors and provide skills to help improve and work on those relationships. And the overarching philosophy of DBT is to help teens and their families create a life worth living. And dialectic means that you can hold two truths, two things that are seemingly opposite, but can be true at the same time. So it kind of just helps with perspective and being able to look at things in different ways by being able to hold two different ideas or two different perspectives and really changing the way that you're viewing a situation or you're managing it. Mindfulness is used to decrease distractibility and impulsivity and increase focus and being in the moment. It a lot of times when a teen or an adult is struggling, they're maybe having feelings of depression or anxiety. Usually they're either in the past or worried about something in the future. And so mindfulness aims to really help teens and their families be in the present moment. And if you'll notice, a lot of times when you have a negative emotion like depression and anxiety, very rarely does it have anything to do with what's actually happening in the moment. And so if you can bring yourself back to mindfulness, doing some deep breathing or some exercises that keep you in the present, that can decrease those intense emotions. DBT also teaches a skill called distress tolerance. This is kind of, think of it like your first aid kit. This is meant to kind of help in a crisis situation in the moment when those emotions are really intense or really high. And they're meant to be a temporary fix or relief. Until you can get to a place where you can emotionally, you know, maybe deal with the problem or address it in a different way. And then we also teach emotion regulation. So a lot of the kids that we work with, they tend to have higher sensitivity to emotions, or they have a slower return to baseline. And so we teach them skills to help regulate their emotions and kind of keep it within an area that they can manage effectively. As we mentioned earlier, a lot of teens and their families are struggling with their relationships. So DBT teaches interpersonal effectiveness skills, and these skills are just to help them navigate the relationship and maintain their own self-respect and get their needs met in a way that's healthy and void of a lot of manipulation. So the other skill is walking the middle path, and this is really talking about kind of meeting in the middle and finding that balance. And this is, you know, again, looking at perspectives. Am I being too rigid? Am I not? Am I being too loose? And really trying to find that path in the middle. And you'll find when you learn DBT skills and you start using DBT skills, a lot of it is about balance. We're trying to get out of these extremes. And then DBT also looks at the biosocial model. So a lot of the teens we work with, biologically, they are maybe a little bit more sensitive. They react maybe a little easier. And then it takes them a little bit longer to return or kind of calm those emotions down. And then mixed with that, oftentimes they perceive their environment as being very invalidating, or that it's not okay to have the feelings that they have. And so then when you mix those two together, then it creates chronic problems or chronic difficulties. So that's why we teach those skills, to help, you know, lower that baseline, teach them how to return to it more quickly, and perceive their environment in a more validating way. So that's an overall introduction to DBT. The first assumption is that people are doing the best they can. So we believe that regardless of the challenges that a teen or their family is having, regardless of what's going on when they come to us, we assume that they are doing the best that they can with the skills they have, with what they have in their lives at the moment. The second assumption is that people want to improve. So we approach all of the therapy and our interactions with them assuming that they want to improve, even if maybe their behaviors and what they're sharing does not express that at the time. Another assumption is that people need to do better, try harder, and be more motivated to change. So this is where that dialectic will come into that we talked about earlier, that you can kind of have two seemingly opposite ideas that are true, and that would be true here, that people are doing the best they can and they need to try harder, do better, and be more motivated to change. The fourth one is that people may not have caused their own problems and they are responsible to solve them. And if you notice, I'm using the word and rather than but, so that again, we're holding two truths. Maybe they didn't cause the problem and they've still gotta figure out how to manage and how to solve those problems. Fifth assumption is that the lives of teens and families are emotionally distressing and painful as they're being currently lived. The sixth assumption is teens and families must learn and practice new behaviors in all of the different situations. So at home, at school, at church, in all of their environments, they need to practice these skills and implement them across the board. The seventh assumption is there are no absolute truths. Again, this goes to the idea of that dialectical idea that there are many different ways to look at the situation. The eighth assumption is that teens and their families cannot fail at DBT. And so if they're still struggling, if they're, you know, there's challenges with them making change, then we will look at how we can teach it or what we can do different, because we always make the assumption that teens and their families cannot fail at DBT.